I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I mean, it's only been a few days and already my family is sick of all the frozen chicken nuggets that I've bought. But I keep putting them in the air fryer because I think that's like a unique way to cook them. They don't agree.
Well, good thing we've got help from our friend Chef Plum. He's been locked inside before.
Yeah, Chef Plum from the Food Network with Anna and Raven. Plum, what do we got to make at home? Give us some easy recipes to try out.
With stuff we actually have.
Yeah.
I got to give you a lot of credit for doing the air fryer. What a great way to play right now with food when you're locked in the house. Use the air fryer for everything. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I stopped using the oven like months ago when I got it.
Do you put random items just in the air fryer just to see what will happen to them? Like your little sister's Barbies?
All the time.
Are you doing that, Anna, because it's easier to clean or because you actually want to experiment?
Because right. It's easier to clean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, listen, being locked inside the house isn't always a bad thing. You should take this time right now to do a lot of things with food that maybe you haven't tried before. One of the things I love to do, because we have the time to do it, is use the old crock pot, you guys. Crock pot cooking is fantastic. What that is a method of cooking called braising. Braising means to cook for a long period of time in a flavorful liquid at a lower temperature, right? You know, you could throw a brisket in there. You could throw a tough piece of meat like short ribs, like a beef short rib in there with some onions and a couple of potatoes. Set it for 4 hours on high. Pour half a bottle of red wine. Let me tell you what, that is fantastic.
That's all you have to do?
The way to go.
Plum, all you have to do is just pour half a bottle of wine in with the vegetables and the meat, and that's it? You don't have to add anything else?
I would season it with salt and pepper, but yeah, let it go. Because those juices from that meat are going to come down and mix with that wine as the wine slowly reduces. Just because it has a top on it doesn't mean it won't reduce a little bit. Reduce means take the water out of it. And then when you're done, you have these beautiful ribs and this awesome sauce with it. It's a really easy way to cook right now.
Does it matter what kind of wine?
No, it doesn't matter what kind of wine. You can use whatever kind of wine you want.
I don't know. It seems like a valid question.
There's no such thing as bad pizza in this case right here. I mean, you're locked on quarantine.
Because I'm not using the good wine.
Listen, the other thing you can do, incredibly easy for the whole family, take a whole chicken, throw it in your crock pot, put some carrots, celery, and onions in there, a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper. Set it for 4 hours on high and let it cook down. And let me tell you what, that chicken will be delicious. Have a beautiful gravy in the bottom of it and those veggies with it. It's an easy way to cook a giant meal for the whole family in one pot.
I love the crock pot because you walk in and it's like meat has gotten naked in your house. You just smell it. It's so good. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I've never thought about it like that, but I guess that's the way to look at it too, Raven.
You should write that down.
Give me one thing I can make in my air fryer, something new. You know I'm obsessed with my air fryer.
In the air fryer, okay, great. So if you get some ground beef, go to the grocery store right now. Everyone's freaking out. There's not a lot left in the stores, but one of the things you can always get is ground beef. You're going to brown it in a pan, really easy. You're going to have to use one pan here, Anna. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Season it up, a little chili powder, a little cumin, and then you're going to take some tortilla shells, the 6-inch soft taco shells, put some of that ground beef in there, add a little cheese to it. You can even put some salsa if you want, roll it up into like a cigar, put them in your air fryer, the seam side down so it won't open, and that air fryer will fry those things up in there. They get crispy, crunchy, and that beautiful feeling on the inside. It takes about, 8 minutes in the air fryer.
Taquitos!
Yeah!
Taquitos.
And you know what else goes great with taquitos? Margaritas.
Margaritas. Okay. All right. Well.
Or the new thing is the quarantinis.
Right.
Quarantini. You know what we shouldn't have is Coronas.
No.
Oh, no. I'm supporting.
I actually bought a case of Corona Light just because I felt like I had to do my part to help.
That's right.
I feel bad for that company, though, man. I love Coronas, and are we not going to be able to drink them anymore?
No, we could drink them. Everything's fine. You don't actually get the coronavirus from that. You get coronavirus from touching strangers.
Chef Plum from the Food Network, as always, thanks for the great ideas, bud.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Stay healthy. Look forward to seeing you guys when the quarantine is over.